July 30, On Guard Against Satan. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. 1 Timothy 4:12. Those who decide to be on the Lord's side and have made up their minds understandingly have commenced a good work. Yet the work has but just begun. They have just enlisted in the army. The conflicts and battles are before them. I have been shown in regard to the temptations of the young. Satan is ever on their track, seeking to lead their inexperienced feet astray, and the youth seem ignorant of his devices. They do not guard themselves against the snares of the devil as they should. This foe is ever watchful, ever vigilant, and when the young cease watching their own hearts, cease guarding themselves, then Satan controls them and employs his arts against them. Secret prayer is the strength of the Christian. He cannot live and flourish in the Lord without constant watchfulness and earnest prayer. Jesus should be the object of our affections, but Satan will try to tear the affections from heavenly things and place them upon objects that are undeserving of our affection and love. The best affections of a great share of the world are bestowed upon worthless objects. The minds of the young, left unrestrained, are directed in a channel to suit their own corrupt nature. They relax their vigilance and watchfulness and bestow their affections upon each other. Have special friends, special confidence, and when these friends are together, Jesus is not so much as named among them. Their conversation is not upon Christian experience, upon Christ, upon heaven, but upon frivolous things. They are unacquainted with the wiles of the devil, and at 12, 14, 15, and 16 think themselves young men and women and able to choose their own course and conduct themselves with propriety and caution. Jesus loves the youth. He died to save them. Oh, if they could only know how God loves them. He wants to make them good and pure, noble and kind and generous, that they may ever live with the pure holy angels throughout eternity.